listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Pilbara and Kimberley local news. Here's what's making news Monday, February 6. Life on the Cocos Islands will change with plans for $500 million upgrade to the airfield, according to the Shire CEO. The Australian Defence Force plans to upgrade the island's military capabilities given its strategic location in the Indian Ocean. Frank Mills says there's some mixed reaction in the community.
Life, I guess, as we know it on West Island out here is going to change significantly pretty much overnight, and I guess the real impacts of that aren't fully understood yet.
92% of Kimberley residents have opted out of the cashless debit card after it became voluntary in October. But the Shire of Windermere's Kimberley says it's having a flow-on effect with a rise in antisocial behaviour. Rangers are stepping up their patrols of White Gum Park as it becomes a hotspot for illegal gambling and drinking. Virgin Australia owes the city of Karratha more than $500,000 in airport fees. The company went into voluntary administration in 2020 couldn't repay landing fees. Council are fighting to get 10% of the payment now that the company has exited administration, but says the rest of the debt may have to be written off. Karratha detectives are urging the community to get in touch if they have any information about missing man Dale Gray. Contact Crime Stoppers if you can help. In local sport, a massive round in the Men's West Pilbara T20 cricket competition at the weekend. Dampier Taverners 1 went down to the Nickel Hawks, while Pecks Creek 2 defeated the Karratha Cats by a massive 50 runs, and Wickham won by forfeit against Red Club. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.